Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast with Ryan Cote, where we feature casual conversations with entrepreneurs about personal development and growth.
Hey, Mark, how are you? Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast.
Yeah, hi. I'm good. Thank you. How are you over there?
I'm doing good. Time of this recording, we're experiencing a heat wave, but it is the summer, so par for course.
Yeah, so we had the same here last week, so over Celsius we have here, so I'm not sure what it is in Fahrenheit.
Yeah, it's like mid-90s for us here, and then just like very humid, so that's pretty hot. So why don't you tell everyone who you are, what you do for a living, some of your hobbies, where you're from, just a little personal introduction.
Yeah, my name is Marek Truma. I'm from Estonia, which is the eastern part of Europe, northeast Europe, just next to Russia, which most people know. I'm currently still in Fiverr, hoping to become a full-time entrepreneur in a short period of next year, maybe, hopefully, helping the biggest business conference organizer, Nordic Business Forum, to sell Business Forum Europe and the Nordics specifically. My hobbies, I'm a lot into sports, so I work out a lot and do running and bicycle and jogging and sports are the hobbies, and personal development definitely as well.
Yeah, before we start recording, you said you have a very intense, almost 2-hour morning routine, so I definitely want to cover that. Well, for everyone listening, we'll condense that. It's like a few minutes. And then I know with your side business, you're doing consulting and helping people with time management. I know you mentioned you've helped some of your clients turn from night owls into early birds, which ties into this whole morning upgrade, morning routine theme. So I definitely would love to pull some tips from you on that. So let's talk about your morning routine. I know you said it's about 2 hours. You've got 16 things you do. Why don't you quickly take us through what that looks like?
Yeah, I started with it 5.5 years ago with just simple sit-ups and push-ups. And now it's formed into 16 different activities, and I still do these exercises every morning. So yeah, I usually wake up at 5 or even earlier. So I'm an early riser myself as well. And then I start with workout. To my squat end with workout with 5.5 minute planking exercise. Then I go through my exceptional life blueprint that I learned from John Assaraf, who helped me to build it up. So it's pretty much a workbook or like your vision board type of a thing, where you go through your goals and your like affirmations and stuff like that. After that, I drink 3 cups of water, room water. I like to drink a lot of water in the mornings because we lose a lot of water while we sleep and after this exercising as well. Then I take on my journal, write out what is things to remember from yesterday, things to be grateful for. Then I visualize my big goal, which is at the moment is my dream house. And while I visualize my dream house, I also go to a breathing exercise that I learned from Tony Robbins, which is the 1-4-2 ratio. So you breathe in, like, for instance, 5 seconds, then you hold for 20 seconds and breathe out for 10 seconds. So this breathing exercise. So after this breathing exercise, I go, do another visualization type of an exercise where I visualize leading energy through my body from my head to my toes and then back up again. Do it like 5 times. Then I go through 10 things that I'm grateful for each morning. After that, I revisit my big goals for the near future, for the 1 year period ahead. After that, I do cold shower. I learned it from Wim Hof, who's from my part of the world, from Denmark. After 2 minute cold shower, I do inner sizing, which is also from John Assaraf. It's like thing where you put the headsets on and you like hear a recorded audio that helps you to break your limiting beliefs and stuff that you accumulated on your way here. After that, I write out 3 goals for my day and fill a daily planner. So that's it.
Wow. So yeah, I think you're going to win the award for the most intense morning routine on this podcast. So, you know, and you know what I love though? I love how you, like I mentioned before we start recording, some of my guests have very intense morning routines like yourself. And I've got some guests that have very simplified morning routines. And I like to show my listeners or tell my listeners or introduce to my listeners the variety of morning routines, because some people relate more to the simple morning routines and some people to the intense and complex morning routines. What I like about yours is that it sounds like you've done a lot of research where you're pulling from Tony Robbins and other mentors and kind of crafting your own morning routine based on the research that you've done.
Yeah, I've definitely experimented with a lot of other things. So these have sticked, and they all like have a specific why behind that, why I do them each morning. And they are hopefully helping me step by step to move closer to my dreams. So this is the reason.
Absolutely. And how is it going to work? I know you said you have another child coming on the way. How's it going to, are you going to be able to stick with your morning routine, or will you do a revised, more simplified version of what you just told us about?
We will see. So far with the first one, I've managed to do my morning routine quite nicely, as allowed me to do it. But we'll see. If there's anything needs to be cut, then I just need to revisit them with more critical thought and see what can be cut and what needs to stick, and definitely will stay there despite anything. So,
and I find with my own morning routine, I've gone through variations of it where sometimes you think of things, ways to do it better, or sometimes situations like having a kid forces you to simplify it or change it, and then all of a sudden you find a better way of doing it. So yeah, I've definitely mixed up my morning routine a few times, and I think that's fine. You know, got to find what works best for you.
Yeah, I'm 100% behind that. So this is something that I share with my students as well, that if it's all about experimenting and finding the best rhythm for you.
So do you have any other habits so you've got this morning routine that you do the rest of the day? Do you have any other habits that you can share with us that you rely on?
I have many habits, but maybe some to point out is fall asleep. I do a breathing exercise, which is different from the one I do in the morning. And this is a simple one, actually, that everybody can do really easily. This is just that you breathe in 5.5 seconds and breathe out 5.5 seconds. So this is really nicely calms down my brain activity. And I do it like sometimes only like 5 or 10 times, and then I'm flat out, or I'm like completely out and already sleeping. So if anybody is having difficulties to fall asleep, then definitely recommend.
Yeah, I think, and I mentioned this before on the podcast, I feel like breathing, like deep breathing, is such a secret weapon that not many people know about or think about. Like, you breathe naturally throughout the day, but like being intentional about deep breathing and using the different styles out there, like the one you mentioned, or what's the guy you mentioned before, the ice guy, the cold guy?
Wim Hof, yeah.
Yes, he's got his whole program too, right, around deep breathing.
Yeah, he does.
So let's talk about, I'm just kind of curious what your opinion of like the meaning of life, being fulfilled, being happy, that whole category. How do you approach that, you personally?
I look at happiness the way that if I feel that I'm doing or I'm experiencing something that I don't want to end, then this is happiness. Whether I'm doing something from a work perspective that fulfills me, or I'm playing with my kid, or traveling with my family, or experiencing some new adventures, whatever I feel that I don't want it to stop, then this is happiness for me.
Do you intentionally look for those things and then try to structure your day to include them more? Are you intentional in that way?
Yeah, definitely. I'm quite an aware person, and I like to witness or monitor myself and my feelings and thoughts around different activities, how they make me feel. So definitely I made notes about things that make me happy and try to incorporate these into my daily routines as well.
You definitely seem very in tune to like your own personal growth. Obviously the morning routine is evidence enough, but your other answers here are showing that you're really into like how you feel and your personal growth. Have you always been that way, or when did it start? Or
I used to be a road construction engineer. I studied one in the university and worked as one for 7 years. In these 7 years, I worked for seven different companies, and the final one, I got fired on the spot, and then I realized that this is definitely not the path for me, so I need to find a new one. And been a bit into personal development before. I already before knew that there's more out for me that I'm getting from this job, and read some books, and then I dive into sales, and thankfully my first sales mentor was or sales trainer was also into other areas, personal development side besides sales, and there it started in 2015.
Love it. So you had books, you had a mentor, sounds like, and now you're at the point now where you're crafting your own morning routine, digesting content from Tony Robbins and others. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
One more question for you, Marek, and then we can wrap up with how people can connect with you if they want to reach out and say hello. So my last question, I hinted at it in the beginning with your side hustle consulting business where you help people get time back. You said that you had to help some night owls become early birds. Any tips around that you can leave us with?
Actually, I do. And they are actually really simple as well. The thing about night owls, and they are pretty much always two sides of one coin. Some people like to have their own time in the evenings, and some like to have it in the mornings. For me, there is a huge difference because you are way more productive in your mornings than you are in your evenings when you've had your whole day before it. So, and to be able to have your own time in the mornings, there's definitely you just need to go to bed earlier. But this is something that might be challenging. But when you do it step by step, I recommend for my students to go to bed 10:30 the latest, 10 to 10:30. So it's not that early, and it still allows you to have your own time before your family to go to your work. But the crucial thing here is the sleep and the sleep recovery, and to be able to recover quicker and more during your sleep. You can't eat at least 2.5 to 3 hours before you go to sleep. So this is definitely tip number one. Don't eat 2.5 hours or 3 hours before you go to bed, because you can't recover when your digestive system is working. And the other tip is no screens at least 30 minutes before going to sleep. So why these screens, phones, computers, TVs, they hold our brain activity so high that when you're at bed and scrolling your phone, then you just can't get to sleep at least 30 minutes after that. So try to have your bedroom for sleeping and other rooms for other activities. So this is maybe two tips here.
Awesome. And definitely tips everyone can follow. Yeah, no screens, no eating before bed. Try to get to bed at a reasonable time, 10:30, like you mentioned. Yeah, those are great tips. Yeah. All right, what's the best way for people to reach out to you, Marek?
Yeah, the simplest is through LinkedIn. If you just look for Marek Truma, I'm sure you will find my name spelled in the show notes. But to learn more about the program and also about me over there is Peak Mornings in Instagram and Facebook. The handles are both Peak Mornings. And you can also just Google Peak Mornings Mentoring, and you will find more information about that as well.
Perfect. Well, thanks for everything you shared. It was great talking with you, and thanks everyone for listening.
Thank you, Ryan. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. Please subscribe and review. And don't forget to visit us at morningupgrade.com for more content.